everyone. Today is October 20th, 2019, and it is time for an all-new episode of Soap Chat. We have a lot to discuss today about the state of daytime soap operas, but before we get into that, let's check on the co-host. Tiggs, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I hope everybody's having a great Sunday evening.
And Rodrigo, how are you doing?
I am good. Recovering, but good. Had a long weekend, but...
And then Alan, how are you?
I'm fine, sweetie. I'm sorry. God.
We are already kicking off. Well, anyway, we're going to really dissect all four shows quite in depth tonight. So let's just jump right in. I asked all the co-hosts, including myself, to pick a female character that you think a show should focus in on. Who do you think can come as that new leading lady? Tiggs, we'll start with you. Who do you think should be the new leading lady of The Young and the Restless, and why do you think they'd be a good fit?
Well, of course, Amanda. I mean, Michelle Morgan. That says it all. She needs better writing and a lace front instead of a wig, but, you know.
And what story could you see Amanda tackling to become the leading lady?
I know Michelle likes the whole lawyer angle. I mean, it's okay, but I would like to see her maybe get caught up in a scandal or something like that, and, you know, she loses, like, her law, what do you call it, her law license or whatever, and kind of restarts her life over doing something else. Like, I'm not really feeling the whole lawyer thing. It's just, I'm not feeling it. I don't know what it is. I just, no. I want to see her mixing up with other people. Like, I want her with Devon eventually, but I want her to do things that Hillary wasn't able to do, to, like, really broaden her horizon and really be all over the campus in ways that make sense. And I want her inserted into everything, like a Sonny and Carly situation, but I just want her to be all, just to flow through the campus in ways that make sense and get really built up as a female lead.
And then, Rodrigo, who do you see as the next leading lady of The Young and the Restless? And what story do you think could submit them in that lead role?
It's obviously, yeah, Michelle Morgan. I mean, let's see how this second take, if they're going to really focus on her and make her the lead. But I go a little different because... show is called The Young and the Restless. Why aren't they focusing more on Hunter King?
Amen.
Summer. This is Phyllis and Nick's daughter. And she shouldn't be whining over some dig because of Kyle. And no, she should be like her mother. She should be a little like Phyllis, a little bit like Nick, but more like Phyllis. And just taking over. And then Hunter's just been... I've adored this girl. I think she is underrated on the show. She's won those Emmys. I think did she win Emmys? I think she did win a couple of Emmys for the role, and I think she just deserves more. This Kyle, Lola, Summer, Theo, if written better, that could be a good quad. It's just written horribly. And that's no fault to Hunter. That's just bad writing. Josh, I don't know what I don't think he knows what he's doing with this young group.
The whole show?
Yeah, the whole show, yeah. But you're going to be The Young and the Restless, and that's how you write your young quad. But Hunter King would be a good... next generation leading lady. I mean, it's in her the character's DNA speaks for itself. So.
And then, Alan, what about you? Who do you think could be the next leading lady of Y&R, and what story do you think could get them there?
Cameron Grimes. They don't use her that much lately, and that's shitty, because she's a freaking vet. But they could spice up Tessa and Mariah by having Mariah cheat with someone. Maybe Kyle or Phyllis. Can you imagine Sharon walking in on Phyllis and really? Like a fucking...
Oh my god.
My face that would be Lord. Oh, my face right now.
I love Alan.
Alan, I am. I can't.
Alan, I'm gonna cut your mic for that. Oh god. Anyway.
Ooh, all right.
Continue.
Red fire truck. Ooh.
Good lord, that would piss off Sharon. That would. Ooh, well.
See, that'd be one time. Now, I ain't for Sharon going crazy, but
No, Sharon's crazy.
She can burn Phyllis's ass so much she didn't do in the ring. You say what's my babe?
She can pop him. That's what I'm saying.
Now, if she wanted to pull a gun on Phyllis like Margot, you be Emily, come out with her, she could show her do that. Because I sure want her to bust a cat in Emily's ass, that nasty Emily Stewart.
Well, I think that the next leading lady, I do have to agree with Rodrigo. I think it should be Hunter King as Summer. Somebody I didn't like for a very long time, and honestly I didn't like Summer until the end of Mal Young's run, though she's been on the show for 7 years. She was just never somebody I pictured as Summer, and somebody that I think wasn't very well written and anything else. But I think that this triangle between Kyle, Lola, and Summer could really work if it was written that way. I mean, why is Kyle not pining away for Summer at work? Why are we not doing the classic soap opera daydreaming where he's thinking of Summer in sexual ways? And why are we not doing that? Instead, we get Kyle and Lola and pregnancy scares, and ugh, I'm so done with that. And I'm not really a fan of the Theo character. I do say that's kind of getting fixed a little bit. I find the whole Lola and Theo angle intriguing. But that whole younger set, I think Mal Young did his best work with the younger set of The Young and the Restless. And Josh Griffith just did not know how to carry those strengths over like Mal Young could. So let's talk about The Bold and the Beautiful. Alan, we'll start with you. Who do you think should be the leading lady of The Bold and the Beautiful? And what storyline do you think could get that person to leading lady status?
Carla knows, believe it'll never happen. She's just black and they don't care about black people and more beautiful, but anyway, I would want Maya to start dating Liam. That's the only way she'd be able to get a fucking story on the damn show. Then they can bring back a recast Rick after like 5 months.
I can see that. And then, Rodrigo, what about you? Who should be the next leading lady of B&B and why?
Oh, God. I would have said Carla Moseley. Even, I mean, Brad said it, that she was a leading lady, and then a year later, she wasn't. So, it's on print. It's in print. She is a leading lady. She should be the leading lady of the show, but... how about that younger set? But, oh my god, I can't find what that little girl that plays Hope.
Annika Noel.
Yeah, Annika. Annika.
She is not that hood. She is a white girl from LA.
Annika Noel. I think she is, out of all the youngest set, she has the most promise. She has
definitely
the chops.
Yes.
She certainly, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, I think she's acts a lot better than, a little bit better than Kim Mathura. That's just my opinion. But
I will say, I think, to your point there, Kim Mathula was the stronger actress at playing heroism, and yeah. I think Annika is the stronger actress at playing
she's
badass.
Drama.
And, yeah,
drama.
She's drama.
Yeah. Annika does drama well. So, yeah, I think she is a good candidate for that. They haven't had a, in my opinion, good leading potential since Carla, and before that with Jennifer Finnegan. So that tells you something. But yeah, Annika, I guess she would be potential for leading lady status.
And then Tiggs, who do you want to be the leading lady of Bold?
The lead lady is the best actress on that goddamn show. It needs to be Heather Tom.
Oh.
They just need to give her better writing. Yeah, I know she's 40, but I don't care. It's Heather Tom. She's the best actress on that show. When
she
Flannery left, she passed the candle, the torch, to Heather Tom. Yeah, Catherine Kelly Lane, she's good, but she ain't Heather Tom good.
You watch your mouth.
when it comes to them youngins, Annika, she's okay. Jacqueline McKenna-Wood is okay. I mean, she's grown as an actress, but she's no powerhouse.
No.
Just like the character of Steffi, and she's pretty. That's all that is. It's not like she's this thespian. She's not.
Over my moral west. Okay.
Katrina Bolden flows okay. If she was a bitch, I would like her more. Courtney Hope, I like Courtney Hope, but they would never let Sally be the lead of the show.
What about Denise Richards? How do you feel about Denise?
I like Denise Richards. She's playing. She's doing what she does best, being a sex bomb and being trash. And, you know, that's what she does best. Her and Torsi K have chemistry. I would love nothing more than for her to snatch fake ass Reds from Brooke. I mean, she serves her purpose. She's a low-budget Tawny, but okay, sure, whatever. But no, she don't need to be the lead of this show. Either needs to be, of course, Catherine Kelly Lane. No, really, Catherine Kelly Lane, Rena Sulfur, and Heather Tommy can be driving this damn show. The babies need to sit in the back and eat their food.
So, I kind of view things a little bit differently. I think, and many people may disagree with me on this, but I feel that Catherine Kelly Lang in the role of Brooke is no longer a lead. She is more of supporting. And I feel that if they kind of strip the character of Brooke, no pun intended, towards her history, and then kind of remake her, that Catherine Kelly Lang could once again be the lead of the show. Because I think that Brooke should be the lead of this show. Not on every day and supporting story, but with her own stories. Because I don't think that Brooke really has her own stories anymore.
She should. Like, she is the only thing that we have left that resembles Erica Kane. She's the only character left. So, of course, she should. But, you know, that's not where we are. I mean, well, yeah. In terms of the acting, no, she shouldn't be. I mean, Catherine Kelly Lane is a good actress. But she's not the best actress on that show. But, yeah, in terms of being an iconic character, she should be front and center. That whole show should revolve around Brooke Logan in a way that makes sense.
The problem is, Brad,
not the way that they do it now.
Brad doesn't know how to write Brooke. And I've said this for years.
You're right.
He writes her like trash.
Mm-hmm.
She's not self-realized. She's not self-aware of herself. Bitch, you a hoe. You a hoe. Own your hoeness, okay? Stop. They make Brooke feel guilty for being an adult. Like, I don't
Yeah,
she's
just
gonna
cry and
Her first to me. Oh,
and why?
I watch Pornhub. I'm so sorry. I love you. Like, girl, like,
he writes in like
joyful hell.
Why did they not?
Hates the character. Like, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He never used to write it like this. I don't know where it's been going on. And for years, Brooke hasn't been written as herself.
She needs a new love interest. I think that's the biggest thing. She needs a new love interest, a new character. I don't want to revisit Bill and Brooke, or Ridge and Brooke, or Thorn and Brooke, or Eric and Brooke, or for God's sakes, anybody and Brooke. I mean, really, just create a new path for this character that kind of turns away from the past that she knows. Because I think Brad really needs to envision what the character of Brooke looks like as the age she is at. She is a woman in her early 50s. She should kind of have a life crisis of being like, why do I want Ridge? Why do I want this man who has betrayed me so many times and caused me nothing but heartache over 6 marriages? You know, it's time to get Brooke out of what she knows and bring her out of her comfort zone into something new.
I agree. Like, I want her to evolve, but not too much. I don't want to be a situation with Erica Kane. Erica was 70 and then still want to be on the Hollywood Live. Sit your old ass down. No.
We love you, Susan Lucci.
Erica Kane is a movie.
AARP emphasized. And Jackson still wasn't enough for her. Wouldn't let her own grandchildren call her grandma. Bianca's kid telling her, your mom's on the phone. Who? Give me the phone. Goddamn it. These are goddamn Hall could have 30-year-olds calling her grandma. Susan Lucci could have 3-year-old calling her hope. That was bullshit.
So, Rodrigo, let's dive into General Hospital now. With such a bloated cast. Okay, hold on, Tiggs. Hold on. Rodrigo, who do you see as who should be the leading lady of GH and why?
I have someone that probably, you know, it's Anthony Poulos should be.
Interesting.
Leading lady. Every time Molly gets on that screen, the reaction to her is she just, I don't know why they don't focus on her. I don't like that name, Christina. I don't know why they keep concentrating on her. Christina's whack. She always comes. She's a 30-year-old loser. I don't know why this character is still. Your mother is Alexis Davis. Your dad is Sonny Corinto. That you don't get your life together. Get your life. Rick Lanson's daughter has more sense than you. She has more sense. This girl Haley is just. She's a great actress. She's a beautiful girl. She comes in when they need her, does her thing. And I don't know why they don't. They did it when she was with Laquan. They don't play her. They don't play the character. TJ and Molly they're the only soap couple that have never broken up, really. They have no issues. They have no problems because they don't play them. So, but Haley, I think, has great potential. They keep focusing on these other actresses. I'm sorry, some of y'all don't know what y'all doing. They got this new baby. Alexis is someone poisoning Alexis, that new girl, crying at the grave over Keith. I'm like, girl, I don't care about you. I don't know who you are. Why are they focusing on these new people? I'm like, Frank, stop focusing on these newbies. When you have an actress that's doing your show for years, you don't use. Like, who can actually act? So, Haley's my choice.
Rodrigo, what about, I mean, not Rodrigo, oops, Diggs, what about you? Who do you view as being the next leading lady of GH? I know, with 75 choices, it's difficult.
I mean, mean, like, I like little Haley Poole. I mean, I didn't like I said it before. I didn't like Molly until she became grown because she was too damn grown. But once she became the daughter, I liked her. I mean, to me, the whole show should revolve around Laura Vine. It's the house she built. Fucking funny. But, boy, in a perfect world, it would revolve around Angel. But that would never happen. They don't really have any. Well, no. The leaders of that show should be Emmy Rollins and Kirsten Thorns. Mm-hmm. Lulu and Maxie should be driving story on that damn show. Instead of being supporting characters to Cynthia Watrous, who's amazing, but only been on there for 4 months in a shitty role. So, there should be those two. And not being Lucy and Ethel either.
I hated those Maxie and Lulu since last week. Lulu should have slapped the shit out of Maxie last week. I was so mad with her. But,
and then, Alan, what about you? Who should be the next leading lady of GH?
Eden McCoy. They give her the shit material, but she can act. She's proven that. She doesn't need to be crying at a damn rock. They easily just have Josh Fan, like, addicted to pill or cocaine or something like that. Never think of something interesting. Why shouldn't Josh be, like, sorting coke off camera's ass?
Yes. Come on. Tell it, Alan.
I do like Eden.
Eden is so cute. I love her.
It's just like, God, if we have to do that, we'll have to, like, endure Carly. And I'm just like...
Well, and Eden is so much of a young girl, right? I mean,
God, that character is just so gross now. Like, oh, she's awful. Like, ugh.
So this,
but I could barely stomach seeing her funny on screen. Like, it's vomited. This
GH was definitely like the hardest show for me to pick who should be the leading lady, and I gotta be honest, with the state it's in now, I just wanted to go back to what's familiar. Because I feel like when you're talking about who should be the next leading lady along with the rest of the ensemble, I think GH really needs to benefit from its 56-year history. And so I went back to kind of what I said about Brooke on The Bold and the Beautiful in terms of, I think the character of Anna should be the leading lady on GH. I think they should totally strip that character down. It's somebody familiar that the audience loves. I mean, much in Haley Poulos's favor, every time you see Finola Hughes on screen, Soap Twitter blows up. They love Anna Devane, and they love Finola Hughes.
Do they, Casey?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think they don't love the way that she's written sometimes with the whole Peter and the Alex and everything else.
I love Anna, but yeah. Anna, the writing for Anna has been shit.
And poor Finola Hughes. I mean, seriously, this is how you treat really somebody who's become a legend of daytime? I mean, you give her the shitty twin story again that I really liked on All My Children, and you completely destroy it. And then you give her Peter, which I don't understand. Peter and his teeter-weeter can go away. I just don't get it. Exactly. And see, Anna needs to kick ass again. Anna needs to kick ass again.
Duke died and Anna cried for 4 years. I was like, damn. All they had was Anna crying.
Well, like Alan said at one point on Twitter that over-grieving has become an issue in soaps. And,
you know,
it really wrecks a character. And I think it has wrecked the character of Anna because they wrote her into a corner of grieving. And they weren't sure what to do with her after that. Well, I think that when we go to discuss Days of Our Lives, we will all have the same thought on who should be the next leading lady. Tiggs, mm-hmm. Let's start with you. Who do you think should be the next leading lady on Days?
Yeah, and it's so crazy because years ago I hated that character because Little Business couldn't act. I hated her. I couldn't stand the character. But after Will was being killed off, like, you know, she was a comfort. And then Camilla was finally learning how to act. I didn't like that Nick shit. That Nick storyline was awful. I didn't like that Gary Thomas and Chris Reichel were awful writers for that show. I couldn't stand that era. Yeah, Camilla Ben. Like, I think she had the best character development. The best character revitalization since Ron has been writing that show. And he has done wonders for that character. Like, everybody already likes Gabby. But to make her a vixen and give her a reason to be a bitch, see, that was the problem with Summer on Why Not. Mal Young did a good job making her a bitch, making her a bitch like her mother, but it didn't make sense why Summer was a bitch. And then Josh Griffin came and undid all that, and now she went back to being preachy and whiny again. Nobody liked Summer when she was like that. I don't know why they went back to that. Yeah, well, she's dragging Nick, that's okay, because he deserved it. But it's like, why are you still being pissy with Phyllis? Like, for what? Do you even know why? No. You're just doing this, you don't want it. I don't get it. But yeah, it should be Gabby. Like, Gabby should be driving the story for years to come. Her and Sal Dollars. I want Gabby and Lonnie destroying each other's lives for decades.
And then, Rodrigo, what about you? Who do you think should be the next lead at Days?
I second that. Camilla Bannis. I mean, I just think back to the days when she was on One Life to Live.
Ooh, child. The ghetto.
But it's fair to say, I mean, not all of our, you know, the lead actresses you know today, when they started on shows, they were terrible too. Mm-hmm. So that's not sugarcoated. Alice Sweeney, you were horrible when you first started on Days of Our Lives. Go back to the tapes and see the evolution of Alice Sweeney. And we are seeing that in Camilla Bannis. This girl, Ron, knows how to write a vixen. And go back to his other show. He knows how to write a vixen. He knows how to write a troublemaking vixen. But give her layers. Let the audience can empathize with her. We love Gabby, but we can hate her at the same time. Camilla just, since that storyline with her going, getting revenge on Abigail, Camilla has is stepped up to the plate, and she has to be the leading lady. I mean, it's a Latina woman in daytime, 2019 to 2020, being the lead. It's amazing. So my hat's off to her. She has done wonders.
Alan, what about you? Are you going to make it a three-peat and say Camilla as well?
I sure am. It's Camilla Dan. She is so goddess. She just carried my show on her back. We currently are carrying her show on her damn back. Yeah, she's improved so much. Gabby is the closest thing to Sam here and get on my campus. She should be the lead. No one wants to. I like Sarah, but no one wants to see Sarah 5 days a week. You want to see Gabby 5 days a week.
I've got to say the same thing as well. I've really got to say Camilla. I mean, what more is there left to say? She really has proven in her acting abilities that she should be the next leading lady of this show. There is no more to say. I mean, it's Camilla or nothing, really. So let's dive into quite the tricky topic. Soaps have always been known for decades and decades before it was destroyed for being the most character-driven medium out there. But for, 20 years now, it's been so plot-driven it makes your teeth hurt. So let's start with The Young and the Restless. Tiggs, how do you fix The Young and the Restless to not be so plot-driven anymore? And do you think it's even capable of that?
Of course it can. Like you said, character-driven storylines. Like, things that just make sense. But, like,
Josh Griffin thinking that the last 6 years shouldn't matter, it's you can't do that with soap opera. You just can't do that. You can't ignore things that everybody saw on screen, especially things that happened for years. If this wasn't a certain storyline or a certain flashback or scene, he's ignoring years of storytelling and trying to go back and rearrange everything. You can't go back and go over somebody's grief. You can't do that. Like, Billy was dead for 6 years. He went back and had Billy act like she died last week. Now, every time I hear the name Julia, my teeth itch. She wasn't cast. Her death wasn't earth-shattering. I don't give a damn about that child. I don't care. Nobody cares. Everybody moved on. But because Josh Griffin didn't like the way the story was handled back in the day, he wanted to go back and kind of put his own spin on it. You can't do that. It's stupid. CBS should have laughed in his fucking face when he told when he's like, oh, no, she's dead and gone, we've moved on. Next, what else you got? Like, I don't understand. Like, no, you write the show, you move it into the future. Jack Abbott can't be fucking 30-year-olds no more. Don't nobody will see that. That's nasty. No.
And takes me think
trying to groom his son to run Jabot. While Kyle is thinking with his dick, fucking anything but a pulse, and jeopardizing the company, driving him crazy the same way he did John Abbott 30 years ago. That's what we want to see. We don't want to see Jack helping Tracy write Danielle's field novels about the family and shit. I don't want to see that. Same thing with Tracy. She needs some dick. I don't want to see her writing no fucking book. She needs to be fucking.
Do you think Y&R is the least character-driven soap right now?
No.
That's General Hospital.
Yeah, General Hospital. Is it club? Hell, is anything going on? Shit. They don't even know what's going on. They'll tell you something and change it up in 2 weeks. Oh, we ain't say that. What? Y'all just said it on point. No, we was playing. What you mean you was playing? General Hospital like the dad did to tell you he gonna come get you on the weekend and never show up. And we got time.
Stop talking about my dad that way.
Well, at least your daddy told you. My daddy ain't say shit. He just didn't come.
Oh, God. So, Alan, with General Hospital being the least character-driven soap opera, how do you think GH could go about fixing that?
Get rid of all the shit people don't like, basically. Stop that order over grieving. Don't want to see about fucking Morgan Oscar anymore. Wrap up the fucking Peter story. Maybe get Brenda back. I can bring back her son with her and serve the dog with him and maybe him and Joss. Stop the damn rape story with freaking Franco and Kim. Well, maybe they are stopping that since Tanner Bond is allegedly on her way out.
Thank God.
Yeah. I love Tanner Bond, but that character is a shit show.
She needs to be at days where Ron can write for her.
Poor Tam. She was, ugh. It did her dirty.
If Tamara wanted to be treated so badly, then she'd build a time machine to go back to Jill Farren Phelps' era. So, Rodrigo, Days of Our Lives. So, talk to me and the rest of us about how you think Days of Our Lives could become more character-driven.
Well, the problem with Days... Okay, I love Ron. Ron has been amazing at the show because he's just turned it around. There's a new energy at the show. It's hope for the future. But you can't be doing that when you do 7 months of plot craziness. The first 7 months of this year, I could not watch this show, really, because it was just a mess. It was all over the place. The plot, you talk about plots, plot-driven ridiculousness. And then when you need character-driven story, who do you call? Jarlena. You get John and Marlena up in here with an anniversary party or another wedding, and then you get the character-driven stuff. I mean, but the momentum needs to stay going. You can't do character, and then, oh, we're going right back to plot. That's the problem Daytime had. They can't pick and choose what direction they want to go in. So, Days right now is the most, to me, it's more character-driven than the rest of the shows. Obviously, you see how the other shows are. But I think they're doing a good job now with developing more of that character-driven story. So hopefully, Ron, I mean, I know Ron, he'll probably go back to being kooky kooky again.
Oh, you know he will. Look, that time jumps are coming.
That's about that with the damn time jump.
Oof. Well, I don't know. This time jump, I don't know. I just wanted to air. Just air the damn thing. I want to see it.
I'm very excited, but I'm super nervous. Grabber.
I think it's a great marketing strategy they're doing for it that people are going to watch, and you know you will. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. We'll see.
So I think, you know, Bold and Beautiful to me is interesting because it's almost split 50-50. I think Bold and Beautiful is super character driven in terms of its characters kind of stay consistent with who they are. But then that kind of turns around to the plot driven side very quickly, because Brad will change a character for like a week to get through a plot. And then, you know, it all becomes about the next wedding. And when can we have the next wedding ceremony? And when can we do the next wedding? And so I think Bold and Beautiful is caught in this weird 50-50 split where it is one of the most character-driven soaps out there. But then it turns around very quickly for about a week or two to become one of the most plot-driven.
Well, the character part, you can think Patrick Mulcahy and Michelle Beljean for that.
Preach.
Preach. They weren't on that staff.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You can forget about it. That show would be a hot, flaming, 24-hour mess. But when you get a Patrick Mulcahy or Michelle Beljean script, you will know. You see. You know when they write the show. When you see, you just know it when you're watching it. So I'm like, oh, this is a Patrick show. But this is a Michelle show, because they just know how to bring character and heart to their show. And then our other plot mess is Brad. Brad is just plot heavy. So that's where the character stuff comes in.
So soaps have always been all about relationships. The soap genre started 89 years ago today. And it was built on the grounds of relationships, whether it be romantic or family relationships or what have you. And one of the biggest things that came from the soap genre were super couples. So, Tiggs, who do you think should be the next super couple on Days of Our Lives?
Gabby and whoever the hell Brenda Barrera's gonna be in 7 months. I don't give a damn. She's Joe the Cableman, goddamn it. She's Joe the Cableman Suarez, and he needs to be with Gabby. And that needs to be hot. He could be Steve Urkel, goddamn it. He needs to be with Gabby. That can be hot.
He could be Tom Horton. It'd be hot.
If he got to.
Look, I would not put that past Ron.
Okay, he could be trans. His name could be LaQuanda DeMera. I don't get it.
He could be Megan DeMera. There you go. Ralph resurrected Megan DeMera, and the only way he could do that was by putting her spirit in Stefan's body.
Wait, who the hell is Megan DeMera? Who the hell is this?
Remember, she was Megan Hathaway. She was Stefano. When she died, she was Hopeless Framed for her murder.
Daphne and Pookie and Marcus and all them. I know about all that. It was all them damn DeMeras back in the 80s. I'm just like, ooh, girl.
I really wish she would come back.
Go back and watch some old days episodes.
I love Megan.
You thought the DeMeras were messes, man. They were, Jim DeMeras were crazy. What's that other one? Renee DeMera.
Oh, I loved Renee.
And Tamika and all them. I'm like, girl, all these damn DeMeras, okay.
Well, yeah, you know, I did a DeMera.
I'm a damn DeMera. I need to get my piece of pie. Shit. Damn.
I did a DeMera family tree, which I posted on Twitter like 2 months ago, and Stefano's got like 9 brothers. So, I mean, oh Lord, it's a mess. But anyway, Rodrigo, talk to us about Bold and Beautiful. Who do you think could be the next couple on that show?
Anyone but Liam. God damn it. Jesus. Bonneville really doesn't... They haven't done, like, a super couple in the making since... Oh, my God. It's been so long. I think... Oh, no. It's been... They used to do it so well back in the day. And yet... But now, I don't... I don't know. There's no one. You could have said Rick and Maya. They would have. They had.
They would come on the damn show.
What they could have done. Jacob Young and Carla Moseley just had that. They just had a good rapport with each other. I loved their chemistry. I thought they were going to do something with them, but I guess not. Poor Jacob. But poor Carla, mostly.
Poor us.
No Avons. No Avon. I'm like, where? You got them. Okay. But, yeah, I would have said Rick and Maya. They were played, but I don't see any other potential. All the other couple, they suck. I'm sorry. They're terrible. What's his name? Liam's brother.
Oh, Louis. Wyatt.
Wyatt's always in bed. First he was out with Kate. Then he was out with Old Sally. Then he went
Old Sally. Rodrigo said that like she was 60 years old.
This ain't Darlene Conway.
Young Sally, whatever Sally. And then
you said like her name was Big Cheryl.
Big Cheryl. Then Katrina Bowden's characters. I can't keep up. Why was Jesse
Love Katie? Why is her name slow? That's so
slow.
Because she's got a heavy flow and a wide set vagina, like that girl in Mean Girls.
Bone and Beautiful is just the least couple, super couple.
They freaking do the wedding every 5 minutes. You can't get invested in this couple.
Yeah, I'm like, Brad, nobody wants to get married. Like, you don't know young people. Like, they don't want to get married all the goddamn time. Like, stop. For real. Stop with these weddings. Like, come on. Is that all you want to do? Is weddings?
We barely want to go to work, let alone get married.
To me, of course they wouldn't be a super couple, but I think it would be really, really hot if Thomas and Shauna had a little fling.
Oh, yeah. Tommy's
I mean,
the guy.
Prove that he...
I'm sorry. I'm so no, I mean, sick of that character.
Thomas needs better writing. Like, I don't mind him being a villain, but he just needs better writing and better rhyme and reasoning. It's like, this so-called justification is just it's stupid. It doesn't make sense. Like, why all of a sudden he's crazy and obsessed with hope? And this is so stupid. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's entertaining to see him cause trouble, but it just, there's no rhyme or reason to it. I need some rhyme or reason to it. I don't need you just starting shit to be starting shit because it's Tuesday. I need it to make sense. And it doesn't make sense. He's just obsessed with hope. This is stupid.
So, Alan, who do you view could be the next super couple of General Hospital?
like Harvard Watson. Pairings on that show are kind of few and far between the ones that have chemistry. The only one that really has chemistry right now is Willow and Chase. You want to see those two fucking. You want to see her eat his ass. You want to see them together. But the writing really isn't there. They don't really have them doing anything.
It's just hot. It's just hot to look at.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
They're two pretty people together.
Yeah. But they don't have no story. They don't have a story. The story with the baby, you know, that needs to end. I just pleaded something like a twist. Like, what if Chase was that baby's father? What if they could write that Chase had a fling with Nell, and Nell got pregnant, was trying to pass it off as Michael's, and you could do something like that, and maybe they could do like a story for Chase. And
that would be cute because if I remember correctly, when Chase first got to the show, it was established that he didn't know Nell before.
Yeah. So you could set their cell and do something like that. And with this, yeah.
Say, well, the adjacent has to be boring.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to see Michael with that damn baby.
I don't want to see Michael.
Michael's
an asshole. Y'all can't even get him a decent love interest. He has chemistry with. He don't got chemistry with that boss. They don't have chemistry. Like, I don't want to see. He can't even be hot with a woman. I don't want to see him raising no baby. I don't care.
The closest he had was with Sabrina. That was the closest. I thought they were cute, but...
Oh, I miss Sabrina. I really do.
Neither character had nothing else to do.
Well, Michael should have been the father of Sabrina's baby. Now, that was an injustice right there.
They went back to rewrote it because they're still in the beginning of their fuckery, all this rewriting for nothing. Well, to me, I think the next super couple of The Young and the Restless needs to be Summer and Kyle. I mean, I think Michael and Hunter have excellent chemistry. I think it's high time just to get Michael out of, well, Michael Mueller as Kyle, out of the Kyle and Lola story. Because I actually think, and I don't know if you guys noticed this too, don't you think that Lola and Theo have way more chemistry?
Yes. Yeah. They should be fucking immediately.
Exactly.
Like, I would love it if she ends up being the one to cheat.
It would be great. She's too high and mighty. And could you imagine?
Everybody thinks that Playboy Kyle is going to hurt Lola, but it turns out she's the one that's going to hop on his ex-best friend's dick and ruin his life.
You know what it reminds me of?
I see him. I think he can act. Just writing to him doesn't make sense.
Lola and Summer.
He went from being a jilted ex-love of Kyle, not just around her. Like,
yeah, he needs to fuck everybody. He needs a haircut. You need a new wardrobe because what they dress him in is horrible.
But I heard you sniffing around Abby. Ass this past week, and I'm just like.
That's another character they don't know what to do with, but that's another story.
The easiest character on that show to write.
They all know how to write it. Ridiculous.
Lola and Summer, to me, kind of remind me of Phyllis and Ashley, because, you know, everybody already knew Phyllis as shit, and even if she wouldn't admit to it, everybody knew kind of how slutty Phyllis was. But then you had Ashley, where she was looked upon more highly. She was more of the high and mighty woman when it came to Phyllis. And everybody was, like, okay with her being ho-ish. But they are, like, they were ready to crucify Phyllis for it at every turn. And same with Summer. You know, everybody's like, oh, Summer, you know, you're such a whore and stuff. And you're so ho-ish. And then Lola has no faults. She's perfect. So I would love for her to sleep with Theo just so it knocks her off her pedestal. Just so she has something, a black spot on her heart.
And I mean, I think she's a good actress.
She is. Sasha Calle is a great actress.
Calle. I think she is Sasha Calle. I think she's a good actress. When she first started, she had a lot of problems, but Mal introduced her. I was like, oh, who's this firecracker? She didn't take no shit for nobody. And then when they had that, when she was getting mad about him buying her purse or whatever the fuck that was, and she getting mad about him giving her gifts and stuff, I'm like, where?
I would have dropped to my knees the moment Kyle bought me that purse. I would have given him the best night of his life.
And if you don't want it, you could have sold the shit and pocketed the money, dummy.
That would have been good. Can you imagine if Lola had sold that purse?
Shoot. But yeah, Sasha, I think she's great. But Lola's Mormon. They need to spice her up. They need to give her some faults. They need to humanize this character.
Yes.
Come on.
You know, and nobody really minds a heroic character if you just make them human. You know, I think if Ashley Abbott had always been so high and mighty and had never done anything wrong, that she would have been a boring-ass character. But then you give her something else. You give her she not finding out she's an Abbott, and you give her the love affair with Jack's sworn enemy, Victor, and that made her more than just a holier-than-thou character, and they need to take the same route with Lola. So,
well, Lola's already kind of in like a ho. She's trying to put Kyle when he's married to Summer.
Right.
Yeah.
So they just die anyway to have her actually bang Theo all over that damn kitchen.
Yeah, I want her to, like, I want it to be a situation where Lola misunderstands something between Kyle and Lola. So Lola, I'm gonna call her Phyllis if she wishes. She goes to society crying and whining in Spanish and all that. She runs into Theo with.
Why she gotta whine in Spanish?
I don't know.
That's the
telenovela. Interesting, because right now she can get hit by a truck.
In the words of Jay-Z, have an affair, act like an adult for once, Lola, okay? And just do it. That would spice that character up so much. I would be like, yes, finally, something for this character.
Oh, God, she chaps my ass. She'll never do it. Oh, she chaps my ass.
So, Tiggs, what are your final thoughts on what we've unpacked tonight?
Well, my final thought is this. Now, you know, we didn't get to the court, you know, last week, earlier this week, like we were planning to. And I got something to say to you motherfuckers. You so fans out there. Yeah, I'm talking to y'all. In terms of Gabby versus Lonnie, I totally understand how it can be seen as racist or whatever to have, like, a black woman begging for a racist white woman to a Latina and blah, blah, blah. It's not that serious. It's not a Supreme Court case. It's a goddamn soap opera. I wholeheartedly believe that Gabby is going to get her ass got by Lonnie sooner or later. Like, everybody on Twitter trying to make it seem like I'm sexist and misogynistic and all that can kiss my ass, because there wasn't nothing like that. I'm here for good entertainment. I told you that I was not trying to tell any woman of color that she should feel a certain way. I was not. I was stating my opinion and telling you your opinion was stupid. Yes, you can feel however you want to feel, but I'm agreeing with it, and I ain't got to agree with it. It was stupid.
Well, and it's a soap opera. It's a soap opera. Like,
this is no different than other rivalries. Vicky and Doria did horrible things to each other. Sammy and Nicole.
Catherine and Jill.
Kate and Vivian. Brooke and Stephanie. Brooke English and Erica Keeney. They did awful things to each other. So why the women of color can't have none? So only the white women can do horrible things to each other?
Well, isn't like, that it's, setting
what
us...
What the white women doing is if Jennifer was on her knees begging Eve, there would nobody had said shit. So why is it such a problem now? It's a soap opera.
Well, and now, doesn't it set us back more?
If Jennifer had an issue, I'm pretty sure she would have went to somebody and was like, I'm not doing that. No.
There's two actresses of color in that scene.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like, two minorities in that scene. And
Val Sowers, if she would have been uncomfortable, she would have went to somebody and said something.
She would have said something on Twitter. We know Sal.
And I'm pretty sure Salisha played that shit. So, like, I'm sure if she felt uncomfortable with those things, I'm pretty sure her and or Camilla both would have went to someone like, can we do this another way? Because this But no, it was a typical soap scene. That's all that it was.
It was,
and people were coming to my mission trying to attack me. Like, no.
Well, and we've always said that we want rivals of minorities. I mean, these are two leading ladies of color. And yet you don't want this just because they're rivals now? I'm sorry. Just because they're two minorities doesn't mean they're going to play nice with each other. You know what I mean? Like, why do the two women of color have to be the goody-two-shoes on the shows? It goes same back to the ABC shit with, like, Evangeline having to be the lawyer and this person of color having to be the cop or the judge. Can't these women just be two strong women in their own right who disagree? I mean,
Gabby and Lonnie is good soap. It's traditional. It's like I said. It's Vicky Dorian. It's Stephanie Brooke. It's that caliber. The only thing I don't want Lonnie to do is keep doing what Gabby wants because she mad.
Exactly.
Next week, Gabby gonna ask Lonnie to leave Eli at the altar. Bitch, where? I would knock you out if you asked me some stupid shit like that. So Lonnie need to, like, okay, let Gabby, you know, get a little mourning period, but she gonna let her know, bitch, it's expired. Because we're not doing that.
Period.
So that they need to do that. I don't want Lonnie, you know, always crying with Gabby and letting her run all over her and whatnot. No, she better butt back on her. That's how you do a good soap opera. So,
but it's so like they were saying though, control Gabby some kind of control Julie's like that. And she can make sure her ass dies with the switch. I can see her blackmailing Lonnie that way. But her just demanding it without any real blackmail or something to push her to, like, dump an Eli, it's stupid. It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, you see that wedding happens. We've already seen that the wedding's going to happen in the promo.
Yeah. Right. And everything,
well, then it makes you think what Gabby's going to do. Happy. Because, you know, Marlena said, oh, nothing's going to ruin this perfect day in the promo or something like that. So, I mean, it kind of makes
Marlena
you think what's going
to happen. She said that about every wedding, then she get kidnapped.
Or shot.
Marlena
moves, and she's like, and then she gets kidnapped. I mean, damn it, Marlena. You just set yourself up for the bullshit, girl. Well, Rodrigo, what are some more of your final thoughts?
Final thoughts. More or less is queen.
We did discuss this whole podcast.
This cannot be stressed enough. Love you, Maura.
Ava Jerome this past week. I don't know why this lady is not, well, she's not shown 5 days a week. Ava.
She's the baddest on that show.
Is the baddest.
Ava, like,
Maura West.
Ava as the villain, fuck it. We can paint her as the villain. What? And she's the one motherfucking poor child that got some fucking balls. A-
She don't whine about it like Sonny and Valentine did, or try to blame somebody else. I did it. Now make me a goddamn martini, bitch. That's yeah. what I want.
Yeah. The continued, and I want to say I'm sick and tired of the when Sonny and Ava aren't seeing together. It's the grossest.
Yes.
It is. I'm surprised he's somebody at ABC hasn't been like.
Sonny taunting Avery in front of Ava like that, and just with that smirk on his face. That's what Ava should be like, enough of the bullshit, and go to war with that ass.
Ava needs to pop, Sonny, is what she needs to do.
Julian and Ava, this is my wish. Julian and Ava need to form again. I need my badass Jerome sibling saying, fuck it. Julian's pissed already with this Kim situation, and I know he wants to get back with Alexa, but Alexa with this other psychologist dude, and Ava has had enough, and they just come together and say no more of this bullshit anymore. That's what I want. But, Mara West, God bless her, you can throw all types of shit at her, and she will knock it out of the park, no matter what, and make some goddamn sense on these storylines. So, that is my final thought. Mara West is queen.
What I wouldn't give. I just need her to get Sonny and Carly up against the fucking wall.
Yes.
And just be like, look, I'm going to have equal rights to my daughter. Because you know they'll never give her soul custody. So you're like, you know what? I want equal rights to my daughter. And if I don't get it, one of you motherfuckers getting put up under the jail because I have the proof. And you won't be able to run from it this time. So what's it going to be? I want to be a situation where they are caught dead to rights and they no way Sonny, Carly, or Jace can weasel their way out of it. No yes. way.
Mm-hmm.
If she has evidence, she's ready to turn it over to the state attorney's office and to tell them, look, goddammit, y'all just had this little baby. Y'all went down to being raised by the man. What y'all want to do?
And then, Alan, what about you? What are some of your final thoughts over what we've discussed?
Josh Groves needs to be fired. I'm tired of being a single white female show had. I'm trying to live his life. It's bullshit. The whole show's bullshit. Trying to get him to Vaughn's money to freaking Kane, even though I know it's probably orderly to go back to Vaughn's fucking racist. And the first inclination for the story for Devon is to give his money to a black man's money to a white character who defrauded Catherine is insane.
He does not know what he is doing on that show.
He wants to give Daniel Goddard something to do because he was whining like a little bitch because Chris Khalil don't want to be on the show no more. And he's irrelevant without her.
Well, I don't understand in the whole Will story why they're only questioning the legitimacy of the Will pages, but why are they not questioning the legitimacy of why Catherine would leave her fortune to somebody like Kane? You know, they all said,
yes.
Kane, but hello, it's not just the surface of gasping and saying Kane, it's the fact that this man deceived this woman for, what, a year? I mean,
yeah.
I can't even with why nobody's saying that.
Over that shit too. Like Jill, you are the worst. Always supporting that he's a scam artist. You prefer Kane over Billy sometimes, and that is sickening to me.
After everything this man has done,
Jill
with
particularly wants to fuck Kane. That's how much she fucking supports him.
Yeah, at least they could have like be sleeping together. Why did you just play that? Have Kane sleeping with Jill?
Oh God, no.
at least that would have been something. I don't get Jill trying to be a mother to this boy. He is a con artist.
And if they do not get Kane away from my Phyllis Summers, I will riot to CBS. I will fly a plane over CBS saying, fire Daniel Goddard.
Well, they need to get Michelle Savage something to do over there because she is not doing anything.
Why is a lead actress in a supporting role?
Might as well have stayed at GH
because
at this point,
she did shit.
GH was giving her better stories.
like I said, she whispers to Nicholas.
Yeah.
You know, she giggles with Jack, and she's pissy towards Sharon.
She wears the tightest clothes. And...
like, who cares?
She has moments. They give her moments.
Those are her greatest okay.
Where's the story, Josh?
I bet Michelle Stafford.
So you wanted her so bad on the show. You fired Jim Tony to get her. And then she ain't doing shit. I'm like, ugh.
Well, and Josh Griffith even said that getting Michelle Stafford back was at the core of making fans feel like they were watching The Young and the Restless again. But why are you not doing anything with her? Why?
When she was on there, when people, fans were watching her, she had storylines. That's the difference. You just plopped her on there just to be like, oh, remember when she, you know, the Restless was good? Look what we're doing.
I mean, Gina Tognoni was on, like, every damn day with Front Burner Story. And as soon as Josh Griffith gets a hold of the show again, Phyllis is a recurring role. I mean, my God, Tracy's got more story than Phyllis does.
And then Phyllis would not be hanging out with Adam.
No.
Like, this is stupid.
No.
Like, Phyllis don't have time to be hanging with this little boy all goddamn day and plot with him. Phyllis can plot her own way. She plots on her own. She don't need no help with no man to do this shit. This is dumb. It's stupid. And it needs to stop. It needs to end. They need to give Michelle Stafford a better storyline. Give her a story, period. That's not involving Adam. Why isn't she getting revenge on the Newmans on her own? Like, she don't need Adam.
I wish, you know, and in fact, I've got to go here. So, I adore Mark Grossman, but Adam is eating the show alive. I mean,
overkill.
He is scenery chewing more than Gloria did in the first 2 years that character was on. It is outrageous. And it's so sad that you have such a great actor who almost looks burnt out some days because he's on 5 days a week.
Why would you give a new... And he's new to daytime.
Yeah, brand new.
And
that baby had never probably seen a soap.
They make him the lead in 2.5 seconds. I'm like, this is...
Well, no. Good story, because it's like, Adam has reverted back to acting like Miley Whiplash, and it's like, oh, why? Like I said, all of that mess with Victor and faking his death, I thought that was stupid.
That was the dumbest shit I ever seen in my life. So dumb.
My mother used to be the biggest Young and Restless fan ever, and she only peeks her head in about once every 5 months, but she asked me, she was like, oh, why is, you know, Adam in Vegas again? And I was like, oh, you know, because he's running away from Genoa City and Victor faked his death again, and she just laughed. She was like, what? I mean... There should be no reason why Victor, at 115 years old, should be faking his death again.
Victor, sit your ass down somewhere. You stop doing this. This is not Bill Bell era. Stop. Stop with these schemes. He should have been arrested. Okay, that was like, he comes back alive. Everyone's like, oh, okay, Victor's bad.
The only good part of that was Phyllis being like, how dare you fucking hurt my daughter like this? That was the best part of the whole story.
Well, the whole story. That's one thing I will say about Phyllis. Phyllis is the only character that reacts to things like she should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, when Chelsea first came back, she reacted to all, like, this is bullshit. Like,
yeah.
She even said, she was like, what is Sharon going
to
say?
She's the only character that keeps it, like, 100. She keeps that same smoke. She don't like you, she don't like you. She don't like Chelsea. She's speaking for the audience with Chelsea. Like, especially getting away with all this stuff. She's a con artist herself. But, oh, y'all love her now. Like, okay.
And what is this mess with Adam? I mean, not Adam. What is this mess with Kevin? Is she getting Kevin a bunny log? Or what is she doing?
I kind of forgot.
Is Josh Griffin going to show you here on the 13 again? Like, Kevin and Chloe don't, they're peripheral characters. They were brought back just to be brought back.
Why do we read them? Go back to Dane. Dane, get back Leo, because this is stupid. I don't even like Kevin on this shit, but this is stupid.
It's stupid because, like, I never took them, him and Chloe seriously as a couple.
No.
He's always loved her more than she's loved him. Like, I don't care about
the Chloe character.
I don't care about that baby.
She's played out too. Like, I don't even like Chloe anymore. I'm just like,
well, and we don't need both Chelsea and Chloe. Pick one or the other. They're the same character.
Yes, exactly. They're the same character, basically.
I don't need both of them. I'll be fine with one.
I hate
that. Chelsea is, like I said, the machine with Adam. She don't need to be on this show. She only sparks with anybody playing Adam. Nobody else. She didn't spark with Billy. She don't spark with Nicholas. She didn't spark with Dylan.
I think she sparks with Billy Miller.
And leave Connor with his daddy. Point blank, period. Like, she doesn't need to be on here. She's not going to be with Adam. I don't care about her.
If they kill her,
she's with Adam.
Kill her off. She's horrible. It's a horrible character. I hate Chelsea. Josh, this is not the Chelsea that left General City. This is not.
Like, she's doing all this preaching that Adam gets you money long run with Kevin. Like, what?
I miss the Chelsea that I fell in love with. I loved the character of Chelsea up until Mal Young took over and did that whole Jordan Kirkwood plot line and all that stuff. But I used to love the character of Chelsea. She was my favorite character. I always say that she was the best character created out of Maria Bell's tenure on that show.
I mean,
well, we all know it wasn't Daisy.
Like I said, Chelsea was only good. Michael Mooney, because nobody gave a fuck about
Chelsea
until she got with Adam. She would have been killed off during sleep by Billy and Victoria if she wouldn't have sparked with Adam, because Chelsea was pointless until she got with Adam. And that has always been her money shot. It always will be her money shot. It's sad, but true. Some characters, they just work with a specific character. Like with Kane. I mean, yes, he had problems with Victoria. They didn't want to go there. Okay, whatever. He had problems with Tracy. Daniel Goddard didn't want to go there. Okay, fine. Well, people only like you because of Lily. And not just Lily, Crystal Khalil's Lily. Crystal Khalil doesn't want to be on the show anymore. So without her, you are her, it wouldn't. You are nothing. So why are we paying you? Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yeah. It should have been
You are. They want him on that show because they want him with Lily. Lily's not there, damn it. So why is he there? That's pointless.
Lily ain't there.
Like, there's no point. When Chris Khalil decided she didn't want to be there no more, and she wanted to go move to Canada with her son and that fine-ass man she got, they should have just been like, you know what, Daniel, you got to go too. You ain't got to go
home.
You got to get the hell up out the television station.
Baby.
So write a nice, cheesy, sappy, happy ending for all the Lane fans and cream in their damn pants, and they should have hooked their asses out and been done with it.
I would have wheeled Lee Philip Bell in on her wheelchair, and she could have been like, look, baby, you did your thing. We get it. You were serviceable for 10 years. Now get the hell out of my studio.
It's time to go.
Okay,
it's time to go.
Thank you for getting a real estate license.
Yeah, either that or you can host.
Thank you host
a fifth hour of Home and Family on the Hallmark Channel, but we don't need you here, baby.
Oh, hell! Hey, they doing reboots. He can shop around a Beastmaster reboot. Go ahead,
yeah.
Get your money.
Mm-hmm.
Bye,
Alan. What are your final thoughts?
Josh Kroeder should be fired is my final thought.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Lord child.
Okay, Alan, like, condoms, bro. Condoms. Shit.
Yeah. Well,
fired it, bitch.
Alan, where can they find you on social media?
At Alan Scratchell on Twitter.
Oh, that was sweet. Tiggs, where can they find you on
Twitter? He's so upbeat and cheery, yeah. Like he about to say something.
He's like, follow me, you guys. Gosh, gee, Willikers. He sounds like Adam Gregory's Thomas. Oh, my Lord. Rodrigo, what about you? Where can they find you on social?
You can find me at Rodrigo's World 81.
And then
talking shit, as always.
Tiggs, my darling, where can they find you?
You
Facebook found me at the best 11985 talking shit and sending all you hoes back to where y'all came from. Y'all trying to come to me. See, another thing, y'all trying to check me about Bo earlier. Look, Danny, Bo Brady could be recast. Back in 2012, when Peter Russell left, he should have been recast. He didn't want to be on the show no way, and Sony was fucking with his money. So he could have been recast. Now, at this point, no. You ain't going to come back by be Bo dead or whatever. Some old school Bon Hope fans trying to come for me, like Bo wasn't successfully recast for Bo, can say the fuck about my mentions. I meant what I said.
Period. Like Elizabeth Weber said, period. Well, you can find me.
She did say that like she was from the south side of Chicago. Like, come on, girl.
Yeah.
She said that like she wanted an Italian beef. Come on, girl.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Clone Riva. You can find our show on Twitter as well at @soap_chat. And we will see you guys in a couple of weeks because this was actually meant to be our mid-season break. So enjoy the break.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Oh, bye, everybody.
See ya.